Hey, 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 welcome to Shut Up Cincinnati, featuring J-Balls and T-Bag. What a me, Christopher.
I don't know what you were trying to pull off there.
I don't know. But, hey, I don't know if I like it.
It was a little, fucking freaked me out a little bit, I'll be honest with you. I was expecting a little bit toned down version of that, but hey.
Yeah, I might have broke the speakers right off the bat.
Yeah, well, you did the Rob last week, and you came close to it, but I don't know who the hell you just did there.
I tried to get a little bit more corny. You know what I mean? Like, the rock voice, but add a little bit more of the dumb radio voice with it.
That was kind of like a Dick Clark-ish kind of, what was that guy's name? That old fucking 50s, 60s radio
Dick
DJ.
Clark, I think you're on
Rick
with Dick
D's.
Clark. Oh, I don't know. No
Rick D's nuts, but that's his name, Rick D's.
I don't think he was going for that.
No, but he talked like that. They all talked like that back then. It was cool. It was fucking hip.
Oh, well, it's not cool now. I just sound like a fucking retard.
Yeah.
But whatever. Yeah.
I think we lost a listener because of that intro.
Oh, that's true. And I said the R word, which we got people that don't like that.
You said the R word?
Well, I said retard. But I think if you put the little accent on it, it doesn't mean, you know
what I
mean?
That was a Boston accent you just
did. I don't know what it is, but it sounds funny.
I liked it.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm going to say that every so often. Get over it.
Sorry we're late, guys.
Chris had the AIDS.
Well,
he won't admit it, but he had the HIV.
I might have had the HIVs, but either way, I'm getting better now. It's amazing how fast you can get rid of shit, isn't it?
Well, it's bullshit, because I guarantee I'm going to get sick.
From me?
Well, from you, and then we worked with another person tonight that also is coming down with the early stages of the HIV.
Yeah, I knew I shouldn't have kissed you when I got here.
Well, I mean, how else am I going to welcome people to the house?
Of course.
I mean, come on, I'm a fucking gentleman.
Well, hey, things are going good, man. People are listening, and it's cool. People are talking to us at work about it.
Sometimes too much. You get on my nerves.
Well, it sounds like they're liking some things, and they're not liking some things.
What don't they like, motherfuckers?
Well,
let's put it out there.
You know, the comment I got tonight, there was a little too much diddling going on the last week.
Yeah.
You know, and we didn't mean that.
No, I got to actually have a song about kitty fucking. And one of these days I'll play that on this. And this is one of those things I made a long time ago where I can never be president. All right. I can never be senator or anything. They're going to dig me up because I have this song in my past and it's a fucking joke, but it's a bad joke. And yeah, one of these days I'll play it.
I got you.
but we'll end the kitty diddling right there.
We had some exciting stuff. We actually got our first two email questions. And we're going to jump right in. We got one from a guy named Harry Guy. Is that his name, Harry Guy?
Well, let me remember this here. Harry Guy's a good name. I think, there it is. It's That Harry Guy. And what I liked about it was it's just That Harry Guy. You would have thought that name would have been taken.
Yeah, Harry Guy?
Yeah, you thought he would have to be That Harry Guy, 67.
Is it spelled H-A-I-R-Y, just like Harry?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. Well, it looks like there's two Y's at the end. He had to put an extra R-Y. All right.
See it now. What was the question he posed?
Hey, guys. Just got done listening to episode 2 and had a blast. When going through the porn preference section, I couldn't help but think about a question I've had for a while now, which is, why is it socially acceptable for a woman to have a woody, but not socially acceptable for a man to have a pocket pussy? I'm not talking about it from a weird or satisfying aspect, but simply an ownership aspect. Love the show, and I give it a 4 out of 5, which was what I was looking for last week, was 4s. I don't really...
Well, 4 is good.
4 is good. I like 4s.
So basically the question is, why is it okay socially for women to own dildos and vibrators?
Yeah, he said woody, which was, it threw me off for a second when I read it. But yeah, that's what he means.
Well, first of all, I think the first reason is because men are perverts and they think it's hot. A woman sitting there using a vibrator. It's hot.
Yeah.
It's a good visual for me. But I don't think it's unacceptable for the guy to own one. Now, I will say I've never personally owned one. As twisted and messed up as my past is, I've never owned one. I've had sex with a lot of household items, a lot of socks.
Everybody fucks socks.
Pillows, tight pillows. You fold them over just right. Yep. I've never done any foods or fruits or anything, but I heard those can be good. But I guess to me, jerking off is what it is. It's jerking off, and I'm not going to spend a lot of money.
I know
but it's
how
pretty
I
much
going
to feel the same.
Yeah, I know how I am, and I'm lazy as fuck. and I'm going to have that pocket pussy just full of jizz sitting at the side of the bed or wherever I have it. I'm not going to clean it. It's going to be fucking disgusting. It's going to get two uses, maybe one wash and another two uses, and then I'm out. Like, I'll never wash that thing
again. And those things are not cheap.
No,
I mean,
no.
There's a guy that we work with. This guy personally owns, I think, three or four of a thing called a Fleshlight.
Three or four?
He owns three or four.
Like,
he told me.
Is he starting to get into, like, the weird shit, like the Avatar?
No, he's got one that's manual, and he's got one that, that has a battery, and it goes up and down by itself. Then he said he's got another one that has, like, these weird implant things in the side of it. Whatever it is, he owns a bunch of them.
Implants.
And he swears that it feels like the real thing. I'm calling bullshit on that.
I don't care.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I just don't care. I mean,
I do it to get rid of some stress.
Yeah, I don't judge, though. I mean, if you got pocket pussy, like the guy you said has three or four of them.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Once you start getting to like three or four or five, maybe I'm starting to judge a little bit.
Well, I think.
But like if you own one pocket pussy or two pocket pussies, I'm not going to have any issues with it.
See, and I don't think anybody really is.
Especially with those new Fleshlights. You know, it's changed.
Well, yeah, but I knew a guy once that had a blow-up doll.
Well, that was weirder to me than...
Yeah, but I don't think he ever really banged it. I think it was one of those cheap bachelor party blow-up dolls.
No, I had one of those. A band called Shat gave me theirs when they went on tour.
And I mean, it had holes in it. Yeah. I mean, you could have if you wanted to, but now they make shit that's out of this world. They got this latex doll you can bang. It's like 10 grand. you pick the hair and you pick the facial features
that's
and you
creepy.
Pick everything. It comes to you in this fucking crate with an outfit on that you've picked.
Yeah, that's just
it's called Real Doll.
I know what you're talking about.
And they say it's made out of this silicone whatever. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. If I walked in this garage and there was a real dog doll laying on your couch there, I'm banging it.
What if it's a real dog?
I'm banging it.
No, I'm just talking about a real, real dog. You're going to bang
a dog. Oh, no, I'm not banging
a dog.
No, no bestiality here.
You just admitted it.
But, hairy guy, I don't think a guy owning that shit is anything at all to be embarrassed about. I'd shout from the rooftops, hey, guys, I just bought a Fleshlight and I never came so hard in my life.
Yeah, why not? Who gives a shit?
Fuck yeah.
You think girls like that, though?
I mean, how can...
As you said... Guys like watching girls use dildos on themselves. All of us do. I don't care what your fucking dorky boyfriend tells you. We all dig it.
I dig it like a day off.
Yeah. Anyhow, do girls go home and would they watch like a video of a guy fucking a pocket pussy?
Probably not.
I mean, I know there's jerk-off videos, so there must be some interest there at some point, but I'm not even sure girls are interested in those. They're just like watching.
I don't really think girls even like the look of a dick.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, man. They're ugly.
Yeah, they're very
and
ugly.
I've heard from girls, I don't want to see it. It's ugly.
But you're all, yeah.
I want to, you know, I want you to hammer me with it. I want to feel it, but I don't want to look at it. There's nothing attractive about it.
Yeah, especially balls.
Yeah.
There's no one that's in the balls.
No.
That can't be, right?
There can't be.
What kind of self-respecting person would like a pair of balls?
I mean, every now and then, I don't mind, you know, kind of juggling mine a little.
I'm not.
Just because they feel weird. When I was young, I used to try to get the left ball to the right side and the right ball to the left side.
Try to do the old okie-dokie.
And then I realized there was, you know, cords attached to them and they couldn't switch, but I tried for a long time.
I went and seen that bodies exhibit. You ever heard of that?
Oh, at the museum center?
Yeah, yeah, where they just take all the skin off for stuff.
Yeah.
That was the weirdest part about it was the balls. Because the balls would hang down like, I mean, super, super low. I'm like knee.
If it wasn't for the bag?
Yeah, the bag keeps it there. It was so weird looking. So that was
really?
The freakiest thing. Yeah, it was worth
it. I wonder why one ball hangs lower than the other ball.
Wow. Is that true?
It's true with everybody.
100%?
Well, I've heard.
I feel like you couldn't get a real measurement on that because you got the sack. You'd need to cut the sack open and let them go all the way down. That could just be the way the cord's tangled. Who fucking knows?
I've seen my share of balls.
You think this is how doctors talk?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. But, I mean, I just, you know, to answer your question, dude, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. You go ahead.
Man, yeah, enjoy your pocket pussy. If anybody says anything
right
about your pocket pussy, fucking refer them to me. I'll have a talking with them. This is ridiculous.
I mean, chances are you're banging it right now.
Yeah, and
more
I hope
power
you
to you.
Go on, hairy guy.
Just clean that shit out.
All right, this one was our first submission from our website. We got a website up now. It's www.shutupcincinnati.com.
Very nice.
You can listen to our podcast on there if you don't like going through all the other bullshit and listening to different apps. But anyhow, we have a place where you can ask questions. And this one is addressed to me, actually. It says, Jason, hey, man, I've been listening to the show. It doesn't sound bad aside from the geriatric fuck that you're working with. Why in the world would you pick a guy that's going to be dead soon to start a podcast with? That doesn't make any sense to me. Oh, well, good luck with things when you get the new partner.
That's a pretty direct question, and I can't help but think he's hinting about me.
I think he's talking about you, dude. This motherfucker's calling you old.
He did.
Yeah.
You know, if it wasn't for you doing it for the last 6 years, I probably wouldn't be used to it. But
well,
I don't think I'm going to die soon. First of all, thanks for the question.
I feel like it really wasn't a question. I mean, it was more of a statement.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, I'm a...
Oh, no, he was asking me. He was asking me, why would I pick someone that's going to die soon?
Oh.
That was the question. So really, it wasn't even addressed to you. He was just insulting you in the way.
He was saying that I was going to die soon because I'm 54.
54, yeah.
I'm not 80, dude.
Well, you know. Anyhow, 54 is kind of old.
And you think I'm going to die soon?
I don't know, man. I wouldn't. I'm not putting any bets on you anytime soon.
Fuck yourself. You and the asshole that wrote the fucking question. Hey, I got your geriatric hanging right here, bitch.
God. This one's a sensitive subject.
Gonna die soon, though. I mean, that kind of puts shit in perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, here's the thing is, I don't plan on doing this for like 10, 15 years. I think we're good there.
I mean, unless we start... You know, make it serious coin off it, which I don't ever see happening.
No, someone's going to pay us. That's different.
Yeah.
I'll do a lot of weird shit for money, but, you know, I'll definitely record a podcast for money.
You had me listening to that Joey Diaz guy, man.
I told you, he's a funny motherfucker.
If you people think that we're twisted in any way, shape, or form, you haven't listened to fucking Joey Diaz on the Joe Rogan podcast. God damn, if that guy's not lying, it's a miracle he's still alive.
If he lies, he's consistent about his story, so it's hard to catch him.
God, this guy's fucking crazy.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
Yeah, I mean, hilarious. And the way he talks, you got to think that he's telling the truth.
Yeah, I always recommend, if you're into podcasts, or if you're just getting into podcasts, I'd just say, I mean, there's been so many good ones in the last 10, 15 years, but listening to the best of Joey Diaz and the Joe Rogan Experience is probably the funniest thing ever in podcast.
Oh, God. You can catch that on YouTube. And, you know, I'm telling you what, you listen to that thing, you're just going to fucking pee your pants. That guy had me dying.
Yeah. I figured it was right up your alley.
Oh, God. Because it wasn't shit like, you know, normal weird shit like we talk about. Mm-hmm. This guy was breaking into people's houses to go down on them. You know, shit like that.
It's called rape.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking. He says all he wanted to do was eat this girl out, so he busted into her house, tiptoed into her room, and ate her box right there, and then left.
Yeah, and then 20 years later talks about it on the radio and calls her Nancy Snorbush or some shit like that. It's good stuff.
It's great stuff. Listen to it after you're done listening to ours. But just to let you guys know, I'm probably not going to die soon.
So that's all we got in the mailbag this week. If anybody wants to email us, obviously we're going to put this shit on, and we're either going to rip on you or rip on each other. So either way, you win.
Yeah, either way, you're a winner. But we, like I said, we do want to encourage everybody to keep listening. We're going to put out as much new shit as we can.
We actually have a new place. So... just to update you guys, we're big in the Netherlands already, right? We got that shit locked down.
Oh, yeah. We're huge there.
Netherlands on lock. Over this week, we blew up in Canada. Fucking gigantic. Mostly Ontario. Gigantic in Canada. 19 times more than the Netherlands, I'd say. It's impressive. But we got a new market.
I think it was the Rush Talk.
The Rush Talk blew us up in Canada?
Hell yeah, it did.
Yeah, and I didn't throw away like shitting on your buddies in Nickelback, which I see are coming to tour in case you want to go.
Up your ass. I asked a question about it, and you say they're my buddies. Now, you're one of those fuckers.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, if you say one thing about it, suddenly you're a giant fan. Like, yeah. I could say, hey, did you guys see that? Did you see that fucking thing I posted on Facebook where it said, God, this was fucking funny. It said, Trump cures cancer. And then underneath it had a bunch of fucking crazy liberals holding up signs, we want our cancer back and shit like that. You're that fucking guy.
No, I'm not that guy.
You are that guy.
Anyways.
Because I asked, what's wrong with Nickelback? And suddenly they're my boys.
Those are your boys. Anyhow. Off. We're big in South Africa. Blowing up in South Africa.
Are we really?
We got to listen to South Africa.
Oh, my God. To all my brothers down there. Welcome.
Well, South Africa is a lot of whites.
Oh, I know it is.
Which one do you think we got? I'd like to think it's a black guy.
You think? I think you got 50-50.
I don't think that at all. I think it's some fucking dork white guy or nice guy. Just keep on listening, buddy. Tell
maybe,
your friends.
Maybe. Just maybe. It was a guy who worked hand in hand with Nelson Mandela.
That's who it was. It was that's Nelson it was. Mandela's son.
That's who
now
it
that
was.
You mention it. That's who it was.
Mr. Mandela.
Thank
it's
you.
Nice
Mandela.
To have you as a listener.
Yeah, that's awesome, you, Mr. Mandela.
Loved Invictus.
Loved it. Matt Damon kills it.
He does. That accent was perfect. Fucking South Africa. We want listens from all over the world. We're still on you, Daddy White. You got to make it happen. You said it can't happen, but I got faith in you.
Well. Yeah, things might change soon for Daddy White. Maybe we can get some listens there.
Yeah, all we want is one.
It'll be nice.
You give me a China listen, I'm in. A Japan, somewhere that we've never fucking heard of before.
Did you watch the basketball game tonight? Zion's debut?
Well, my guess going into this, everybody was talking about how many is he going to score.
Mm-hmm.
My guess was 20.
He scored 22, I believe.
Yeah, but he had five with 4 minutes left.
I got to watch the whole sequence because I was on a dead game with the reserve table.
Question is, did he earn those or did they just dish him everything?
No. Three of them are three-pointers.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, I mean, which are, you know, no matter what, you hit a three-pointer, that's a nice shot.
Yeah.
One of them was a hard-fought rebound that he went back up on. One of them was another rebound, actually. Or no. One was an alley-oop. One was a fight for a rebound and then three three-pointers. They were nice. They were within 3 minutes, killed it. But then they took his fat ass out.
Why?
I think he's too fat to play right now or something. I don't know what it is. He barely played. I know he's breaking back in, but come on, man.
Yeah, but see, talking to our boy tonight that was on our game
mm-hmm.
with us, he said he was in the best shape he's ever been in. I didn't see him.
He was dripping
there's no doubt.
Sweat.
Well, I mean, the guy's a beast. There's no denying that. But my whole point was he went from playing guard to banging around with the big boys at what? He's playing four? He's playing
the power forward, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, it's not the same as playing back at Duke.
No.
I think he's going to be an all-star without a doubt. I think he's that good, but I don't think it's going to be as easy for him as it was at Duke.
No, he's not the next Shaq. He's not the next LeBron. I think he's going to be one of those top 15 players, maybe even top 10, but I don't see him in the top 5, top 3 category.
No.
But I could be wrong, and hopefully I'm wrong. I like his game.
He's fun to watch.
Yeah, he has kind of an old school game.
Yeah, and he is a hell of a lot of fun to watch.
I like a big guy that can shoot.
What happened early, though? Did they not play him much early?
They barely played him. He only scored 4 points before that fourth quarter. Then he got...
Yeah, because we were in the break room. I was in there with Joe and Maddie, and
yeah.
Looked it up, and I think he had 5 points with 4 minutes left to go.
I took the over at 16. I bet that.
Oh, see, Maddie thought you took the under.
I know
at
he
16.
Did. No, he's wrong. I bet the over. I did hit my bet, so I was happy about that. But I don't know. I just don't see him being huge.
Well, like I said, I see him being solid, all pro most years. I don't think he's going to be all pro every year. I think he'll have his off years, but. I was surprised at the 22. Like I said, I was thinking
for that
more
3 minutes,
18, 19.
That 3 minutes, he looked like a killer.
Did he?
He really did. Like I said, I got to watch the whole three, and it was impressive. It was just, why did he only do that?
Well, see, that was my whole question, though. Yeah. Are they just going to just keep dumping everything off to him so he gets
we'll
the points?
Well, they had him running the point at one point.
Did they really?
Not for very long at all, but they threw it to him out in the lead. It was weird.
And he brought it down?
No, he didn't bring it down. They were already down,
but then
they let him kind of set up the offense.
Gotcha.
Eli retires today. Is he a Hall of Famer?
Without a doubt.
Really?
I think so. He's got two rings, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does have two rings.
Played with the same team for how many years?
That don't mean shit.
How many years?
A long time. I don't know exactly.
I think he's a Hall of Famer.
I mean, he has the all-time record for interceptions.
I know.
But the guy that had that before was a Hall of Famer in Brett Favre, so you can't shit on that. No one's saying Favre's not a Hall of Famer. I don't know.
Do I think Eli's top 20 quarterbacks of all time? No.
No. That's what I mean. Is I don't know what a Hall of Famer means, I guess, by standards. Especially with someone like Derek Jeter can't get all the votes. I know that's a different sport, but Jesus Christ, how do you not vote for Derek Jeter? for Hall of Fame.
Well, whoever didn't vote for Jeter's an idiot.
They need smacked in the face with a fucking dick.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Hard.
Anybody that would like to donate that dick, we'll try to find the person who didn't vote for him. And,
yes.
And you can dick whip him live on the show.
Oh, he'll definitely come in.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, come to Cincinnati.
If we're pulling for him.
My garage.
I think Hall of Fame means, did you put up the kind of numbers that made an impact on the game while you were playing? And I think the answer to him is absolutely. He was a big part of the game for a lot of years.
I just always thought he was a mid-tier quarterback. I mean, like upper mid-tier, but a mid-tier quarterback. And I just have a hard time putting a mid-tier quarterback in the Hall of Fame.
Well, there's a lot
of mid-tier
people in the Hall of Fame.
I know he won Super Bowls, but he had great running backs when he won those Super Bowls. He had good defenses when he won those Super Bowls. I just don't see him as a Hall of Famer.
One year he had Tiki Barber. One year it was.
Yeah. And I think he'll make it, though.
Yeah, but Tiki Barber's not a Hall of Fame guy.
No, but Tiki Barber, running backs are a little bit different. They have those 3-4 year spans where you can be the best running back, but only for 3-4 years.
Yeah.
Terrell Davis, same thing.
Yeah.
Jabal Lewis, same thing. Priest Holmes, same thing. I mean, you know, you don't get, there's not that many Adrian Petersons that had like an 8-9 year run. You know what I mean? That nowadays, running backs, you're getting 3-4 years of top game, and then you're out. Arian Foster, what happened to him? That one year, that guy couldn't be fucking stopped.
No, when he was with Houston, you mean?
Yeah. So that's just the way running backs are. But quarterbacks can actually last 10 to 15 years and be successful.
Yeah, here's a question for you while we're on this topic. Will there ever be another Barry?
Barry Sanders?
Yeah, or a Walter Payton. Will there ever be a running back of that caliber that can do what those guys could do ever again? Because I'll tell you what. Watching Barry Sanders, it made you a Lions fan.
Yeah, I would say Sanders over Payton. Yeah, I mean, Payton was good, but I didn't think he was like amazing. I mean, he was obviously he was great.
Yeah,
but Barry Sanders had that next level shit that you just don't see.
Yeah, I was an Earl Campbell guy.
Yeah, well, that was a power game. It was a little bit different.
Yeah,
and it was a power game where he was one of the biggest guys on the field compared to nowadays,
without a doubt. But my question, you know, will there be another Barry? I don't think so.
It's hard to say. Every generation wants to say that about their best players, and then something ends up happening, and someone comes out.
Well,
so it's so hard to say, and the game changes so fucking much. I mean, who knows what Barry Sanders would do in today's offenses? And
yeah, I mean,
I would think good, but I mean, I don't know that. You know, shit's so different.
Barry did most of the shit by himself.
Yeah, the Lions were awful. I mean, that's what him and my boy O.J. Simpson had going for them. Both of their teams were fucking awful.
Your boy O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, not guilty.
See, you just...
not guilty.
Not guilty.
Come on, guys. O.J., not guilty.
On either count.
No. Nope.
Matter of fact, I think I ought to pay him for that 12 years he did in that Vegas
very,
jail.
Very, very, very rotten of him to get my boy O.J.
Not guilty.
They took
fuck
his fucking
you.
Merchandise. What do you mean, fuck me? He didn't kill
he
anybody.
Came... You're not that guy.
No, I'm not that guy. OJ
you
killed
conspiracy
motherfuckers.
Conspiracy theorist
no,
motherfucker.
No. OJ killed those motherfuckers.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, I mean,
and nobody's going to say he didn't.
You can't fuck the Juice's wife. Come on. That guy should have known better.
But they had split up already.
Doesn't matter. Once you're the Juice's, you're always the Juice's.
Yeah, but if you're the Juice, you can get...
Doesn't matter.
Any girl you want.
Yeah, but you're
now
the
she
Juice.
Was hot.
You're
his fucking, wife was hot.
Nah, you're sworn to the Juice for life.
And if you happen to make a mistake and try to move on with your life
OJ
after the divorce,
you.
OJ kills you.
Kills you. It's all right.
God, there was a fucking hilarious Jim Florentine, you know, the guy used to do the crank yankers.
Yeah, I'm aware of him.
Well, they got a hold of OJ's cell phone number.
Yeah.
And they would call him. And you could tell it was him when he answered. Hello? He'd say, hey, OJ, how you doing? This is Terry Bradshaw. I'm in town for the game this week. I thought maybe you'd want to get together, have a beer, and then, I don't know, kill somebody. And they did it to like 20 different people. It was Len Dawson calling one time. It was Roger Staubach was in town. Hey, maybe you want to go kill somebody. And after 3 or 4 times, he laughed it off. And then he started getting mad. And that's you were fun. Thinking, if that fucker had a knife in his hand right now, that guy would be gone.
Did you get to watch the Conor McGregor 40 seconds?
Yeah, I watched it.
How pissed would you be if you spent $70 on that?
Well, there was some decent fights on that card.
Barely.
The Pettis fight was
that was
that
over
card,
before
right?
it started. I mean, yeah.
And
it
the
was,
Holly Holm fight
quick.
I heard was terrible.
That was the shit show.
I heard it was terrible.
Holly Holmes is boring as fuck. I mean, she's really good, but all she really does nowadays is push people against the cage.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, get a couple little punches in, but that's It's control, but it's fucking boring.
Well, but they went through this bullshit with Mike Tyson. They finally start quit carrying his fights on pay-per-view, like when he knocked out Michael Spinks in 58 seconds. Everybody's like, dude, I just spent all this fucking money.
Yeah.
And there's literally no undercard.
Yeah.
And this was one or two fights.
This was kind of the same way. I mean, I know there was people on undercard and there were some okay fights on it, but compared to normal UFC pay-per-views, it was vastly underdone.
See, I still say...
I knew they'd just sell it on the McGregor.
My personal thoughts on that fight is Cowboy fucking tanked it. I think if they would have
went... tanked it? Like he threw the fight?
No, I think his strategy was wrong. I think if he fights like he normally does and goes to the ground, I think he beats McGregor.
He even said in an interview,
I'm going to stand up and I'm going to fight with him. Well, I was thinking to myself, like everybody was, you can't, dumbass. He's going to kill you.
Well, here's the thing. Cerrone was a hand-picked opponent. The UFC wants Conor back in. And so they picked Cerrone, who was notoriously a slow starter. Notorious. So he's always been, his whole career, I've been watching him since he was in WC, forever. This guy's been around. And he's always been a slow starter, even his best of years. He wouldn't really, really get going until the second round. And McGregor is the exact opposite.
Right.
He's fucking fire and lightning right off the bat. Out the gate, the guy has knockout power, but his cardio is not that great, or at least hasn't shown to be that great yet.
He looked to be in pretty good shape for
that
weight.
Well, he lasted 40 seconds. He always looks
good. Yeah,
but
I'm saying for that weight, God, he looked good.
He always looks good, though. The guy always looks like he's in super shape, and he is compared to fucking me and you, but compared to some of those MMA fighters that can run for
with my shirt off, it's pretty close.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. I know.
You can't tell. I wear baggy clothes.
Yeah, I get it. You've been doing the keto thing, so
plus, I'm going to die soon. Well, fucker.
He's definitely going to die soon. Well, not real soon. I'm thinking, how old are you again?
54. 54.
You got 16.
16 years?
Yeah, at least.
See? So that's not soon.
No, that's not
so soon. So whoever your fucking boy is that posted that.
Why's it got to be my boy?
Horrible, hateful comment. It could be. God damn, buddy. Go for the throat, will you?
Anyways, Conor is, he got a hand-picked opponent. And now here's the problem. As he wants to fight three times this year. Dana White knows that his next opponent could beat him if it's any of the opponents that would be lined up with him, which would be Justin Gaethje or Jorge Masvidal. Both of those guys could beat him. I think Jorge Masvidal would definitely beat him. I don't know fucking question about that. Conor McGregor has fought at 170 pounds, but he's never actually fought a real welterweight fighter. They always get these lightweight fighters and make them not cut weight. So really, he's fighting at lightweight, just without the weight cut, which is an advantage. But he's Conor McGregor. He can demand shit like that. He don't want to cut weight. He ain't going to cut weight. The idea that he fought a guy that's lost three fights in a row, Cerrone, at 170 pounds means he gets the next title shot at 155 pounds.
Right.
That's fucking ridiculous. You know what I mean?
But, I mean, don't you think if they go to the ground that Cerrone has a better chance?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Cerrone could beat him 9 times out of 10.
And that's what I'm talking about. And when he stood there in the fucking interview and said, no, I'm going to stand and fight with this guy.
That's the thing with Cerrone. He's always he's an idiot.
Yeah.
He's just a hillbilly. I mean, he's fucking awesome. I love the guy. He's a legend. But he's just not that, he has too much pride, I guess, or whatever it is. He'd rather beat him at that game because he knows the fans would love it. And he'd rather get knocked out on a shield than he would win on a choke where people thought he took the cheap way out or something.
Well, the cheap way out, I mean, you fight to your strengths, man.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. And that's why Khabib's just going to murder him again.
So here's the new rumor. Conor gains 40 and fights Bones Jones.
That's the dumbest rumor I've ever heard. Bones Jones would throw him through the fucking roof.
Could you imagine?
It would not be not even close to fair. It's not. If he fought the welterweight champion, which is Kamaru Usman, he would get mauled. Like a real welterweight that's cutting down from 190 pounds. You know what I mean? They're 30 pounds over him. And the guy that's champion right now is like Khabib, is a ridiculously good wrestler. So all he has to do is take him down. He beat the shit out of him. It wouldn't be close.
Yeah.
It would be an unfair fight.
But they don't want McGregor fighting it that weight anyway.
Well, they do, but only if he's going to fight the lighter guys. Now, Jorge Masvidal isn't a heavy, heavy guy. He's a light 170, but I just think Jorge Masvidal would take him down, and I think Dana White thinks that too. That's why he's trying to put off to the Khabib fight, because he knows that's going to be monster money.
Yeah.
I mean, they get like...
Did he get for this one?
I don't know as far as the money's concerned. Connor claims that he's going to make upwards of $80 million.
On this fight?
Yes. Now, he only gets, I think, $3 to $5 million from the UFC, though. So where that other money's coming from, I don't know.
Well, he gets pay-per-view money. He gets part of that. He gets that.
He gets, obviously, he has his own whiskey brand, so I don't know if he's counting that into his... Because that's a huge advertisement for him to have a fight weekend where they're showing his whiskey over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And I know he's making lots and lots of money off that.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
Have you had it yet?
No, but I've heard awful things.
It's Irish whiskey, isn't it?
Yeah, which I'm not typically a huge fan of anyways. Even though my wedding, we did use Jameson's as a toast, but that's just because of the Irish blood shit.
Oh.
Not because I actually enjoy the whiskey.
All right, well.
My dad likes it.
I'm a Bushmills guy, but let's go on to the next subject. We were talking earlier about, here's a question I want to pose to you guys. What do you do if there's a girl you really, really want to bang? Okay. You just think she's going to be fun. You think, you know, she's going to let you do this, put this here, touch this here, do whatever you want. But you really don't want her to know where you live. Because you're scared that she's going to be the type that'll just drop in or blah, blah, blah. Well, let me tell you what a fucking buddy of mine did. This was genius to me. And I know every fucking girl's going to think I'm a pig. I didn't do it.
Well, you are a pig, but it's all right. Most of us are. I mean, these guys that are pretending like they're not pigs, they're just hiding their shit from you.
Yeah, those are the guys that ratch out to the girls because they're trying to bang them.
Exactly. I get it. Okay,
If you got off I-75 to go to this guy's house, you literally made two turns and you were at his house off the freeway. When he would take girls home from bars, he would take 65 to 75 turns through that neighborhood, twisting and turning every fucking way where there's no way in earth they could have ever found their way back. It's fucking pure genius.
Yeah,
that's an move, innovator.
But it's hilarious.
Oh, it's the biggest dick move ever.
Well, it's not an innovator. It's like an old terrorist trick.
So my buddy's a terrorist.
Well, it doesn't mean he's a terrorist, but that's an old terrorist kidnapper trip. You know what I mean?
Well, what do you do if you want to get laid, but you really don't want her to know where you live, and going to her house is not an option?
I wouldn't know. I've been with the same girl for 13 years. All my tricks are gone.
Pretend you still had a dick. Okay, pretend you still had a functioning dick.
If I still had a functioning dick, well, I don't know. I'm not the kind of guy that would ever take a girl home that I was afraid for her to know where I live.
When you're drunk sometimes.
I'm just not that guy. I mean, me and you, I think, are different on that. I was always out there looking for love. You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I definitely wasn't that guy.
Yeah. Half of whatever.
You know, I stumbled onto it a couple of times, but no, I was never looking for it. But I don't know, man. Sometimes you think with the small head and you do things you're not supposed to do. God knows we've all done that.
Oh, that's definitely true.
But to you, Mike, won't use your last name, but I think you're a fucking true trailblazer. I want to thank you for your part, your contribution
to womanizing everywhere,
to popular American culture. Yeah. I still haven't used my boner pill.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Well, I've been sick for a week, but
yeah, no one wants to fuck the flu.
No. Or especially the hives. I mean, now that you've been nice enough to tell people that's what I got.
I think you got the hiv.
There is no hiv. All right. It was the flu, and I think it was the flu.
It's all right. It's not full blown. I mean, there's room to grow.
And it's only spreadable when it's outbroke. Oh, that's herpes.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
That's a permanent outbreak.
You're going to hear a cough every now and then.
See, that's him getting rid of the hiv.
Well, the hiv. You know.
Hey, speaking of old bastards.
Yeah.
Who are you voting for? Democratic primaries. I don't know if you actually allowed voting, but yeah.
You know.
Who would you take right now? This is coming from a non-liberal, non-democratic voter. I just want to know their opinion. Yes.
This very minute.
Yes.
I would have to take Bernie.
My man, Bernie Sanders.
A month ago, I would have taken Elizabeth Warren. I think she's gone a little bit crazy in the last 30 to 60
She's starting to reach.
She really is, man.
I don't think it's going crazy. I think she's just getting desperate. I think that door's closing for her. She's not a young woman.
How the fuck is Joe Biden still in the discussion?
He's not. I don't believe it.
He's crazy.
Have you met one person that said they're voting for Biden? They don't exist. I just don't believe it.
I guarantee most Obama people are voting for Biden.
No. No. Really? You think so?
Yes.
I don't think so. I know a lot of Obama people, and they're not Biden people.
I don't know, man.
I mean, I'm sure he's going to get some vote like that, especially probably older Democrats.
Who do you think Obama's going to endorse?
I think Obama's hanging back and waiting.
You think?
I think they usually do that, right? They usually don't come out and endorse because they want to be able to endorse the one that's actually running in the end.
Right. Yeah, so my answer, I would obviously right now, I would take Bernie. I mean, you want to talk about somebody who's probably going to die soon, though.
Nah, we'll live. Those New York Jews live forever. Forever.
Now we're going there.
It's real.
I mean, well, look at Alan Dershowitz. Forever. The guy's 115, exactly. And he's going to get Trump off the hook.
Exactly.
But, you know, I was reading something the other day, and this is the fucking, I never laughed harder in my life, because I know you think I'm a real Trump guy, and I'm not.
Well, you voted for him.
I voted for him.
Do you feel bad about it?
No.
See, that's the part that bothers me.
I do not feel bad about it.
That's the part that bothers me. Not the fact that you voted for Trump, because, you know, whatever. I know you hated Hillary Clinton.
With a passion.
But looking back, knowing that you're one, knowing this, you know this now, your one vote would not have swayed shit. So you could have thrown that one vote, the fucking, whoever ran for the Libertarian Party or something, just so you don't have the guilt of voting for Trump and all the
horrible shit
he's done.
But I have no guilt. I have no fucking guilt. Why? Because the guy says stupid shit?
No, because he's a fucking idiot that's put our country back years.
Well, I'm not denying
really
any
is.
Of that.
Just in like a social level, he's fucking awful.
I'm telling you, with Hillary in, we're worse shape now than we would be with Trump in.
I'm not a Hillary guy. I don't know if we'd be in worse or better shape.
She's fucking nuts, man.
She's nuts, but she would have been status quo for the most part. Most of her shit's behind the scenes that you don't even fucking know about.
But see, I don't think her shit is behind the scenes. I think she wants it in the forefront. I think she wants people to forget that she was Bill's wife. And she wants to be her own candidate.
Well, yeah.
And then, you know, Benghazi. Sorry.
Benghazi.
Had to toss that out there one time.
Yeah, who cares? Anyhow.
But yeah, right now I would vote Bernie. If I was voting on the Democratic ticket, that's what I would have to do.
Yeah. I will vote Bernie. I would still vote for Sanders. Or not Sanders, but a Warren.
You're a big Kamala Harris guy, too.
I've never liked Kamala Harris.
You're upset that she failed out.
You always put her on me, which is hilarious, because you know me. I hate cops. I'm that fucking asshole.
You are.
Yeah, so I'm not going to... She was a cop. She was the lead cop in California.
She was.
I don't vote for cops. Are you crazy? I shouldn't say I hate cops. I have cop friends. Well, I should say I got cops.
You're the guy that says, I have black friends. I can't be racist.
No, I still hate cops. Most of them fucking suck. And the job itself can go fuck itself. And the way they protect each other can go fuck themselves. But did I go too far?
No.
I turned off someone. Someone's upset at home now.
Someone's probably a little upset.
Hey, calm down there, guy.
Well, the cool thing is the next hate letter is going to come to you.
Ah, well, fuck him.
It'll come to me. Hey, how come you're working with that fucking asshole on the other side of the table that hates cops? Go blue.
Team blue.
Yeah.
No one should kill cops. That's fucking awful. No one should kill anyone. So I'm not that guy. You know what I mean? I'm not throwing a rock at the local cop. I don't like the idea of them.
Well, I mean,
I don't like the fact that some fucking Joe Blow up the street can tell me what to do. I don't like it. Just go fuck yourself. What do you mean? How are you qualified?
So you don't believe this country should have any laws of any kind?
Yeah, it's a fucking slippery slope, I know.
We shouldn't have any laws at all.
No, we should.
Well, hey, then I'm going to cut this podcast short, and I'm going to go rob a fucking bank.
That's fine.
Okay, because there's no laws.
No. There's still laws.
I should just be able to do that.
I don't care if you
rob a bank. Who's going to stop me?
The bank should.
But there's nobody at the bank now.
Well, they should hire some fucking people to be at the bank 24/7 to stop people from robbing.
Why do those people have a right to tell me what to do?
They don't, but they can shoot you in the face if you try to rob the bank.
You are totally fucking backtracking.
Do you feel? How am I backtracking?
You're saying that nobody should be able to tell anybody what to do.
Yes.
Okay, but if I go to the bank and decide to give myself a interest-free non-payment loan, that somebody should shoot me in the face.
Well, that's their money. They're allowed to protect their money. You're not allowed telling other people to do if it doesn't affect anybody.
Oh, you mean like, so if you get real fucked up, trashed at a bar and drive home, it's not affecting anybody unless you hit him.
Unless you hit them with the car, that's a different one. They can go fuck themselves. See? It's a slippery slope. Like I said, I haven't figured this shit out.
No, you haven't lot of thought into it.
Now I have, but it's just a trick. No one's figured this shit out. We've been around forever.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm not saying the system's perfect at all. I mean, can you imagine fucking no laws? Fuck, dude.
It'd be fun. No, I'm not that libertarian. I do have friends that are in that are completely no laws. I'm just saying as far as the shit that cops get away with and the fact that they won't even come out. Like, you can have a cop do the worst thing, get caught on camera, admit to it, but the police people will still back him up to the end. And that's gross to me.
I agree with that.
Like,
1,000%.
That's fucking gross. And I hate the way they stick together and they put up with each other. They know shit's going on around their office. you know, what's going on in their precinct, and they just let it slide under because they don't tell on each other. It's a fucking bullshit thing.
Well, I believe me, I agree with all that. A cop does fucked up stuff, and he goes to jail. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
But I just don't I'm not the guy that personally believes that more are bad than good. I think more are good than bad. I think you got a few shitheads.
It depends on where your level of good and bad is, I guess.
Well, good and bad, I guess bad is fuck with people that don't deserve to be fucked with, to flex your muscles and say, hey, I'm a cop, I can do whatever I want. I could push you around and I can fucking shoot you. No, you're an asshole and you should be in jail. But, you know, the guy that fucking goes out every day and, you know, drives around not knowing what asshole is going to pull out a gun and fucking shoot at him for no reason at all, because he's lumped in with the asshole who just beat somebody up for no fucking reason. There's no justice there. None.
Nope. I agree with you there.
See?
Whatever. You ain't converting shit. Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck myself.
You ever had a Blumpkin?
No. But it's you know what? It's always been on the bucket list just to say I got one.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I could do it when the time came. You know what I'm saying?
I could do it. I just don't know if I'd ever find a participant.
Do you really think you could stay hard
while I'm taking a
while
shit?
You're taking a dump?
Well, the shit don't last that long. So, like, maybe I wouldn't be hard while the poop is coming out of my butt. But, I mean, the majority of the Blumpkin is done after the shit has exited the asshole.
But there's no courtesy flushes allowed in Blumpkins.
My notice really doesn't work. And really, you can't smell your own flavor very often anyways.
Well, see, I can.
Your asshole must be sick.
Well, no, I just mean that... I don't know. I've always thought it would be cool to cross that off the list.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I don't know if I want to be the guy who would associate with a girl who would give a Blumpkin.
Yeah, I definitely could do that.
You know
what
I'm saying?
That's my biggest problem, too, is I don't know any Blumpkins.
It's like, my God, you are trash.
You're, yeah.
You know what I mean? You're blowing me on the shitter.
That has to be rock bottom, right? Is there a worse than blowing someone on the shitter? I guess the only thing that can make that worse, if you were just making like $3 to buy a crack rock for that. You weren't doing it out of pure joy.
Hey, did you see this latest thing? Speaking of fucked up stuff, where Orlando Brown is claiming that Nick Cannon sucked his dick. Okay, I read it on two different websites. It's probably bullshit. But he's claiming that he allowed Nick Cannon to suck his dick.
Because
Nick Cannon sucks dick all the time.
It's just his thing.
That's what he said. And
I didn't even know anything about this. I don't even know who Orlando Brown is.
I read about it today.
Who is he?
I don't know.
Oh, he's a former Disney star.
But he claims that Nick Cannon blew him.
This guy don't look like someone Nick Cannon would blow.
Who would Nick Cannon blow?
I don't know, but it doesn't look like this guy. He's kind of chubby. There's nothing really. I don't know, man.
Does it say it on there? Did he ask him to suck his dick? Or?
Well, you know, you get the bullshit fake headlines at first.
Well, yeah, but.
Just like the reaction.
I mean, half of
like
this
shit
we're talking about probably never really happened.
Oh, it happened.
But, I mean, he sucked Mariah Carey's dick.
Mariah Carey got a dick.
I think she does now.
She might. She's a weird
she
bitch.
She is. God, she's a weird bitch.
She always has been.
But this guy actually went public saying that Nick Cannon sucked his dick.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's true. And I don't think I'll ever figure out if it's true. But God damn it, in my head, from now on, that happened.
It
and
did.
I'm sticking with it.
Every time you see him on Wild and Out and hosting every talent show there is, hey, you sucked that guy's dick one time.
Go blow Orlando and shut the fuck up.
And he said that Nick asked him if he could do it.
Really?
And as a friend, he obliged.
Well, there's something to be said about a good friend. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah.
I'm not that good a friend. Yeah, I'm not going to do that for you.
I'm an awful friend.
Nor... am I going to allow you to suck mine?
Good. Thank you, man. It's really good of you.
Well, hold on a second. If it's you sucking mine.
No, it ain't going to happen.
Maybe.
No.
But you know what? I mean, a buddy of mine asked me. A buddy of mine asked me one time. It was this really ugly girl walking by. Creature. I mean, this girl was 6'4", something like that. That's a huge bitch. And he said, hey, would you let that girl blow you? I said, I'd let you blow me, man. It's a fucking, it's a BJ. Blumpkin, I'd still say if I was drunk enough, yeah, I'd do one.
Yeah, there's no way you would have, you could turn one down.
Just no, can't. Just to say you got one.
No, you can't turn it down.
Because I've wanted to try the Dirty Muskie for years. I think that is the one move. And you can look that shit up. You can look up every weird, creepy porn thing in the fucking world. Go to Urban Dictionary and find the weird shit.
I know, but tell me what a Dirty Muskie is now.
It's my favorite one.
Sorry,
and,
I don't know.
And you can't find pictures of it anywhere on the internet.
Because it's not real.
It's real.
So you can be an innovator.
I don't think anybody's pulled it off.
Okay.
All right, what you do is you get a girl in your bed, see? You got a buddy hiding in the closet with a Polaroid.
All right.
Okay, it's got to be a Polaroid.
Yeah, very important.
That way the picture comes right out. It's ready. Okay, you're basically playing down there with your fingers. Mm-hmm. Okay? At the desired signal, you make a signal for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He pops out of the fucking closet, holds up the camera. Okay? Well, the girl fucking freaks out. Well, you got two fingers in this girl. She freaks out and tries to get up. You hook her in the mouth, hold her up like a muskie, and he snaps the picture.
That'd be really hard to get.
We've all seen the fishing pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, finger here.
Yeah, no.
The mouth is hooked.
The visual's there.
You can't find anywhere. You figure some creepy. I mean, you can get on there and find anything you want.
But you can't find a dirty muskie.
You can. I guarantee you can find a midget with a rubber duck in his ass.
I feel like you've probably looked for that recently.
Well, you can. You can find a midget with a rubber duck in his ass. Right, but you can't find the dirty muskie anywhere.
That's a shame.
That's one thing I've always wanted to try. I want to see if the change machine is real.
So if any of you skanks out there want to make history, hit up Chris Tees this week. He'll pop a boner pill and give you a dirty muskie.
Hey, if I can pull it off, I'll be like Mike in the directions. Mike in the fucked up directions.
You'll be an innovator of being a creep.
The change machine is another one I've wanted to try. You take a roll of quarters, okay, and you put them in a girl's vagina. Not the roll, just the actual coins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, as rumor has it, if you put if you put your finger in her butt and push real hard, one of those quarters will pop out. Something with the muscles tightening up, but
yeah,
it'll spit out one quarter.
Where do you just find a girl that lets you do the change machine?
I've never done the change machine. There's a fucking hilarious song.
There's no way I could find a girl that would let me put a roll of unwrapped quarters in her pussy.
Unwrapped quarters.
Sounds like an awful idea.
If you put a finger in the butt, one is supposed to pop out.
That's what, $10 worth of quarters right in your puss?
Well, a handful of quarters. You know, whatever. Just put coins in
there. I guess
it's
not important. You're not getting all $10 out.
But it's my understanding that they have to be quarters because dimes aren't big enough.
Oh, shit. How about silver dollars? Can we go bigger than quarters?
Well, those might get stuck.
Ooh.
I think let's just go with quarters. Somebody thought long and hard to make up the change machine, and I think we ought to respect its boundaries.
You're right. We're really pushing it right now.
There's a funny song on the Bob and Tom show. It's got like 80 of those different sexual techniques to try.
And you're trying to get them all down?
No, I've looked them all up on Bob and Tom, and I think I've done maybe one in my life. The others were pretty fucking creepy. Like, I'll never, ever want to give you a dirty Sanchez. It's just not going to happen.
No, didn't you get, like, actually upset about a dirty Sanchez one time?
It wasn't me.
It was another coworker. That's right.
Yeah. And
that was hilarious.
I got to tell you guys this story. This was so funny. A buddy of mine, I was working at a bar, at a club, and after we closed, we used to all sit around and drink beers till 4, 5, 6 in the morning. And some Jaegers, of course. Shout out to Jaeger. And this buddy of mine went out into the car with this girl that he had met. And he was out there fucking around doing whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back in. And apparently he didn't look at his hands or look anywhere. You know. But there was a little guy that was a bartender sitting at the end of the bar, and he goes, He said, where were you, man? What were you doing? He goes, well, here, smell my finger. And he stuck his finger up there. We didn't realize there was a little turd on the end of his finger. And he painted this guy's lip with it. He looked like Hitler. He just covered it right across the front of his mustache. He didn't even know it was there. But then suddenly this guy's got a turd on his lip. You know what I mean? He's freaking the hell out. That's He's awful. Running around. Oh, my God. Funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Here's Hitler running around like this, and he was too scared to bat it off. You know what I mean? First thing I'd have done is knocked it off. He was kind of running around shaking his hands. He's got a turd on his lip. My buddy's like, I didn't know, man. Yeah, I was fingering her butt, but I didn't know there was anything on there.
That's so gross. That even wasn't the story I was talking about.
What story were you talking about?
About our buddy Eric. From work a long time ago, where you threatened to do a dirty Sanchez to him, and he actually was getting mad, thinking you were actually going to give him a dirty Sanchez.
He thought I was.
Yeah, he was very serious about it, and it was funny that he thought it was so serious.
Well, because I used to always say that he had a really coarse, thick mustache. I said, man, the Sanchez would stick into that really good. You'd have to shave that stash. You wouldn't be able to breathe.
I didn't know it was mustache related. That's
hilarious. Yeah, it was like wiry. And as I said, man, if I just paint that thing real quick, you'll never even know. And you'll be smelling my butt for the next 7 days. What? I think he actually, somebody came up to me, his girlfriend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
She came up to me and she goes, hey, you're not really going to do that shit to him, are you? He's really freaking out, thinking you're really going to dirty Sanchez him. I said, of course I'm not going to dirty Sanchez him. But he was really thinking that I was.
That would have been funny if he did.
Oh, no. I think he'd have probably killed me.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't end up well for you. But
No doubt.
It could have been funny on my end.
It would have been funny on my end until the chair came or whatever he fucking hit me with. You know, he's a big dude.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I just had a guy's asshole painted on my upper lip, I think I'd be a little bit red, too.
I'd be upset. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, but Dirty Sanchez, classic move. Classic move.
And sometimes you just got to go to the old classics, you know?
Well, I'm telling you. Hey, we're going to have our first guest on.
Who?
I don't know, but we talked about that.
That's a tough decision.
It is. We want you to be able to feel comfortable enough to crap on the guest, as we will. Ew. How you like your seltzer water?
Yeah, so I just had that last drink.
Butt pirate.
I'm two of these seltzer alcohols. What the fuck are they called?
Vista Bay Hard Seltzer.
Yeah, gay as shit.
See,
but they're all right.
Yeah, there's a lot of booze in there. So, yeah, we're going to start having guests on the show probably in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. We got a big February plan for Black History Month, you know.
Yeah.
Shout out to the brothers.
Shout out to Pepper especially, because according to her, I've got to do everything she says. If I get out early and she wants to leave, I have to volunteer to stay.
Shit, man.
You know, if I tell her what to do at work,
she says. Is this your attempt at reparations? Just like your little shout out to reparations.
No.
In the month of February, there's a random lady.
No,
of color
but the last thing the last thing anybody
to.
Wants to do really is get on Pepper's bad side.
No, she scares the shit out
she
of me.
Scares the shit out of everybody. Love her.
Oh, good, she's my girl. But
good friend, but you don't want to be on her bad
no,
side.
No. I don't know what some of these people are thinking.
You're never getting off of it.
Everybody backs down from her.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Because you want to talk about holding a grudge, man. You're never off. If you're on the shit list with her, you're never off of it ever.
I respect that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that girl.
Yeah, I do too. And, you know, the funny thing about it is that's why, you know, if she wants me to be a Black History Month guy, I'll be Black History Month guy if it keeps me off the bad list.
There you go. Good move.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, something deep inside of me tells me you just don't want that girl as an enemy.
No.
No, I don't think you do.
But yeah, we'll have some people in. We're actually looking next month to try a new, kind of like a contest we're going to do. We're going to try out three different ladies for the news lady thing we're going to do once a month. We're just going to do a segment once a month where we're going to have a woman on because we're sexist and it has to be a woman. Come and read the news to us and us kind of react to it.
You know, you guys need to be current on your current
yes,
events.
Yes, we're going to teach you bitches stuff.
Yeah, but we have a few girls in mind that we think would be good for the job.
And, you know, we can try other things with them while they're here. You know, if we ever need a lady's perspective, it's nice to bounce it off a girl.
I don't know how they're going to react to the fact that we do our podcast in the nude.
Yeah. They're going to have to get used to that.
Yeah, they're going to have to. I mean,
I can't let clothes hold me back.
No.
All right?
Me either. You want the brass ring.
Yeah.
There's a price.
You know, you got to do it.
Yeah.
And it's weird because we're in my garage right now, which is not the warmest.
Oh, I got the heater right on my back here. I'm good. Oh,
we're up to 68 now.
Shit.
Fuck. I can sleep in this weather.
Hell yeah. We're gold.
No problem.
But
either way, we're naked.
Are we going to try all of these girls and then let people decide?
I don't know about people.
Yeah, because they might.
Because then sometimes you're just running the popularity contest.
Yeah, we don't.
Because
want that.
Let's admit it, most of the people that listen to us know these girls for the most part. My friend, maybe not. But two of them we work with, and we have a lot of people from work that listen to this.
Any chance, the one friend that you have coming in, I don't know her at all.
Yeah.
So it'd be easy for me to be impartial. Is there any chance at all that she wants to bang me? Any chance at all?
Well, she's never met you.
Right.
Never seen you.
Right. But she likes twisted fucking people, otherwise you wouldn't know her.
But she's kind of a whore. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, because I didn't really hide it. No, she'll get freaky with some people. I gotta speak for her. They're Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because there's a good chance I think she'll want to bang me, and she might even.
But watch out! The last guy I hooked her up with, she was with for like 8 years.
Well, I don't want that.
Yeah, I know.
I want like 8 minutes.
She has some good stories. She gets pretty graphic.
And if it's fun, 8 more minutes.
We'll ask her about the guy that she fucked with the cock bigger than a Jimmy John sandwich.
No way. Those are fake.
That's what she claims.
So the biggest one in the world is 12 and a half inches. It was documented. This guy, Jonah Falcon, had the biggest dick in the world.
Yeah.
12 and a half inches.
It was documented.
It was. He's in the fucking record book.
No, I get it. But I mean, you don't think there's somewhere in fucking some tribe that no one knows. It's just hanging lows. Never had underwear their whole life.
Well, have you ever seen those dudes, those weird African tribes where they hang rocks and shit off their dicks?
Man, why do they got to be weird?
Well, because it's about as big around as a fucking swizzle stick, but it's fucking this long. But this dude, Jonah Falcon.
Yeah.
A chubby little dump like us.
I've seen him. He's been on the Stern Show.
They offered him $1 million to do porn, and he said no. He said, I want to be a serious actor. All he would let him do is take pictures of him wearing those spandex bicycle shorts.
Yeah.
This fucking thing looked like a balloon animal.
You look jealous.
It was fucking gigantic. But I'm saying it was the biggest in the world, and it was 12 and a half inches.
Well, Jimmy John sandwiches aren't bigger than 12 inches, man. Well, I think the Jimmy John sandwich is more because it's the girth.
Oh,
you know, the thickness of a fucking Jimmy John sandwich is.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I think that's more what it was. I don't know. We'll ask her about it, though, and she's very upfront about that kind of shit.
But if you
good.
See these porn stars, they swear they're hanging 13 and a half, like, you know, the Texas Longhorn or Long
that's
Dong
a
Silver.
Great name.
Yeah, he was a good one.
Now, they're probably rocking. The big ones are still like 10, 11. You know?
Yeah, those are the huge ones.
Those are gigantic.
When the biggest in the world is 12 and a half.
Yeah.
So if some guy tells you he's hanging 11 and a half, chances are he's a fucking liar.
Yeah. Well,
because I've seen 12 and a half on Jonah Falcon.
I was going to say in real life.
Oh, no. I've only saw it in the balloon animal form.
Big Steve.
But the thing was, I mean, for a minute, I think, God, that would be cool just to have that for a day.
Maybe a day.
A day. But, I mean, his pants looked funny, every single one of them. Looks like he was, you know, stealing something.
And plus, no girl's actually going to like that.
Well, no, but isn't it kind of like the Maddie on our camping trip thing with food? Isn't it better to have more and not need it? Than have less and not have it.
I guess Maddie's wasteful as shit, though. So,
well, yeah, but no, that stuff doesn't go to waste. But I'm saying, if you can't take it all, just don't take it all. But it's there if you want it.
I don't know, man. I wouldn't know. 12 and a half inches. That's ridiculous.
And Jonah's got his hands behind his head like this.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just, hey, you keep lowering yourself down. When you're full, you stop. But it'd be nice to have that. Can you imagine?
You've really thought this over.
Well, because I don't have 12 and a half inches.
Yeah, only Jonah does. We've been over this.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to go into my dick size. That's totally pointless.
I think you're about to bust out a ruler.
No, I've done that. And by the way, fellas, I found this out about 2 years ago. You're not allowed to measure from the asshole. Okay, it's got to be the base of the penis. not the balls or the asshole. You have to start at the penis itself.
Well, that's how those 11 and a half guys come out.
See, I thought I was hanging 14 my whole life, but I'm not.
Turns out I got a really long asshole.
But imagine the look on a girl's face. You're out at a bar, you're partying, you're on a date.
Mm-hmm.
You come home, you pull your pants down, and that thing pops out. The biggest dong on the planet pops out.
They probably look scared.
Without a doubt, they would look scared. Most of them, I'd say 99% of women are going to say, get that fucking thing away from me.
Yeah, stop it.
Yeah, get it away from me.
You're scaring the children.
But not all.
No.
Some would go, I want to try that.
Oh, no, no. There's definitely probably a large amount of them.
Hell yeah.
That would. But,
I think we probably know a lot.
Yeah, they'd regret it later.
When they couldn't walk, right?
Yeah. But no, maybe they wouldn't, you know, just to say they did it.
Well,
so
I don't
people
know.
Always you... ask me if I'd fuck like some olds, like, would you fuck Betty White? I'm like, well, yeah, of course I'd fuck Betty White.
To say you fuck Betty White.
To say I fuck Betty White. I mean, it's not because I'm attracted to Betty White. You know, you just want that on your marks. Maybe those girls want that fucking 14-inch dong.
12 and a half.
Well, maybe.
Well, when it's hard, it's over 13.
Well, so that's really what you're looking at.
Well, yeah, but I mean, imagine a 12 and a half thing soft coming at you. You're thinking, my God, how big is that thing going to get?
So it only gets an inch?
I think 13 and a half, fully erect.
Ugh.
So he's definitely a...
What a pain in the ass.
Shower, not a grower.
Like, would it lift your leg? Like, if you're sleeping on your back and wearing some tight pants, it would lift your fucking leg when you got a boner?
One would think.
One would fathom.
All I know is he took those pictures in those bicycle shorts, and I was fucking... I couldn't believe that they made him that big. And I was like, if that's me... And you say, give me $1 million to do porn. I'm doing porn.
You're on it.
Hell yeah.
So we got a...
I mean, if you don't believe me, offer me money to do porn.
Yeah. I don't doubt this at all. Definitely would. We got a would you rather this week?
Well, I've had a couple of them.
God damn it, we've been over this one a week.
Well, I do have a good one, and this one is really intended for you, but we have a lot of friends who can answer this too.
Okay.
Okay. If you guys out there, you know, replace wife with girlfriend, you can do all, you know, that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody in the world that you absolutely, personally, just fucking hate? I mean, pure hatred. If this person disappeared off the face of the earth, you wouldn't give two shits.
Well, see, here's the thing. There's a lot of people on the, if they disappeared off this earth, I wouldn't give two shits list. But I don't necessarily mean I hate them, I guess. I don't know.
But isn't there one person from your past growing up or whatever that you just fucking hate this guy? I hate this guy.
Yeah, sure. I guess.
Okay. Imagine that guy.
Okay.
Okay. You have to sit in a chair for a week and watch him tag your old lady. Okay?
All right.
And you're sitting there with your arms pinned down. And she's screaming like she ain't never screamed before.
Good or bad screams?
Good screams.
Ah, man.
And she's digging her nails in this guy's back. You hate this fucking guy already. And now he's pegging your wife.
All right.
Okay, you got to watch that for a week.
All right.
Okay? Or Trump gets reelected. No, no questions asked.
You fucking asshole.
Yes.
You asshole.
Victory.
Hey, man. All right, it's time to make America great again, I guess. It's not a fucking odd move. Yeah, fuck you.
So you're willing to forsake everything you believe in.
Yes.
To avoid 7 days of watching your wife really enjoy yourself.
Yes. Sorry, lady. You're not going to get to enjoy yourself.
No election. He's president.
Fine.
It keeps going.
4 more years.
Yeah, 4 more years.
Listen, I hate Trump, but I'm not going to sit here and say that he hasn't been entertaining for the last 4 years. He's the funniest fucking president we've ever had, by far.
Oh, no There's doubt about it.
No doubt. The guy's fucking hilarious. He calls people losers on Twitter still.
Oh, he does. He don't give a shit.
He's fucking hilarious. I mean, the problem is
you didn't even think
control.
About that answer.
Nah, it's not a, yeah.
Guys, think about that.
No.
Ladies, well, you think about it too.
Some guys
you're watching
different.
Some girl you just fucking hate. Just watching her get plowed by your husband. I mean, in places that he ain't never hit with you. Or you wear the fucking red hat and say, Mr. President.
I don't have to wear the red hat, but that wasn't part of the deal.
Well, no, it wasn't part of the deal, but there's no election. And here's the deal. it'll be televised publicly. Jason Bauman chose Trump.
See, I feel like that's a whole new wrinkle because I'm going to have.
Well, I just thought of that wrinkle.
I'm going to have half the country wanting to kill me. So I don't know if that makes it worth it.
All right, so guys, think about that. Would you rather?
Jesus Christ.
Watch your sworn enemy just giving it to your old lady. And for those guys that are single, how about your sister?
Yeah, okay. There you go.
For the single guys, he's just banging your sister and you got to watch.
Yeah, man. Trump's winning. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Good for fucking Trump, I guess. Thank God it's not going to come to that.
See, that one wasn't a real vulgar one, but I thought that had a lot of body to it.
Yeah. And it hurt for me to admit.
Yeah.
That one really hurt.
Yeah.
Like I knew as soon as you said it that you had got me.
I knew it too. And I knew it before I asked it. But the question is, what is everybody else's answer?
You motherfucker.
My joke of the day. I've put a lot of thought into this.
Oh.
It's another one of my old-time favorites. Fuck, this joke was around when I was a kid. There's this married couple.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sitting around watching TV. They've been married for 50-odd years. Since they were in high school. They got together in high school. They're the only ones they've ever been with. Their whole world revolves around this other human being. Okay? Well, they're watching TV. The old man grabs his chest, falls on the ground, and fucking drops dead right in front of his wife. Okay? Just fucking dies right there. Well, her life is over. She doesn't want to go on. Harry's dead. So a couple days later, they're at the funeral home making the arrangements for Harry's funeral. And the funeral director says, "Ma'am, I know how fucking hard this is for you, but is there anything I can do to ease your pain even a little bit?" And she said, "Well, actually, there is one thing. Harry died wearing a brown suit. I don't like him in brown, and the last thing I would want to remember him in is that brown suit. Anyway, you could put a blue one on him." And the funeral director says, "Well, there's a funeral right after your husband's, and he's wearing a blue suit, and they didn't specify anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'll switch the suits for you." So she said, "Oh, that's wonderful, thank you." And after the funeral, she's passing out, and they're holding her up, and they're carrying her out, and she feels like she's going to die at any moment. And the funeral director comes up, and he says, "Ma'am, I know how hard this day is for you, but how was everything? How did Harry look?" She said, "He was beautiful." And, she said, "The one thing I will hold in my heart the rest of my life is him in that beautiful blue suit. And I want to thank you for switching the suits." And the funeral director says, "Ma'am, I'm sorry. I ran a little short on time. I just switched the heads."
It's a good move.
That's a great joke. For all you insensitive fuckers out there, I know you're laughing. It's one of my favorites.
I used to live in a funeral home for a little while.
No way.
Yeah, it was nice.
How'd you live in a funeral
home? My best friend's dad owns like three of them. And after high school, I was probably 22, 23 or something like that. He let us live in them. There's two apartments above the actual funeral home. And he usually would let like students stay there and stuff, you know, while they worked for him. But he didn't have anybody booked, so he let us.
Did you work
there.
For him? Oh, you didn't no. work for him.
My friend worked for him. I never worked for him.
But it what was did your friend do? Like, fucking prepared bodies?
No, I mean, I think you have to be educated to do that. My friend would like go and pick them up, like if they die, you know, go to the house and help pick them up. And then on the day of funerals, just direct traffic and shit like that.
Oh, okay.
Pick up flowers, carry around stuff.
Man, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could sleep above.
He grew up in it, so it was never a big deal for him. As far as me, it was weird. You know what I mean? At first, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in any of that stuff. But when you're alone in a funeral home, knowing that you're the only person in that building besides dead people, it's fucking weird.
Yeah.
All right? You tend to look behind yourself.
And there could probably be a dozen dead people down there.
A dozen would probably be a lot. It was, you know, a small town. But, I mean, there was always people down there. And I think it would cap off of like 5-6. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I mean, that's a lot of fucking people.
Oh, yeah.
Living underneath you.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, we'd wake up in the morning, the organ music playing, you know. It was a weird place to live, but it was free.
I mean, did you ever walk in the rooms where they were, like, doing shit to the bodies? Did you
Not while they were doing shit. We didn't really, I mean, I didn't want access for one thing. Well, it wasn't going to be weird.
No. Who would?
You know what I mean? It was my friend's dad owned the business. We respected him. You know, we weren't going to fuck with anything. Like I said, my friend grew up in that business. So he had a different outlook on it in general.
I don't know if I could do that.
But there was a couple weird moments. Like the first night, I didn't know at the time, but there was an old lady living next door. And I'm in the bathroom taking a shit. This is literally my first night there. I'm alone taking a shit. And I just hear this old lady is going, hello, hello. And, you know, my mind's just fucking racing. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, this is literally the first night. And then nothing.
She was talking to you.
I don't know who she, well, I guess she was talking to me. She was trying to see who was in the fucking apartment. I didn't know there was someone living next door. I just heard the voice.
Oh, I guess.
All right, I mean, I didn't hear really anything. And then I came out of the shitter. I was scared. I stayed in there for a little while. I came out of the shitter and there was brownies laying on the table. And just like, what the fuck? Now I got ghost brownies laying here. You know what I mean? I didn't know that the old lady just walked over, opened the door, and fucking delivered some brownies.
You ate those brownies, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was at that point, though, I knew they weren't ghost brownies. You know what I mean? Because I called my friend, told him about it. It's like, yeah, there's a lady next door. She was probably giving us brownies, which obviously
you probably also should have told your buddy whose dad let you live there. Maybe you should tell me if a living person is right next door.
That's just going to walk in the apartment, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You didn't have a lock in the door?
Probably, but I didn't lock it.
Well, yeah, why would you?
Yeah, I mean, there was literally, there was no one around.
Did you have an outside door?
An outside door. You had to walk by the embalming room to get to our door, which they had windows, so you could look in and see the bodies as you were walking up our stairs to our door. It was creepy, you know what I mean, if you're not used to it.
The bodies were right there.
Usually, yeah. Especially if
they were like in refrigerators.
Well, when they're working on them, they got them out.
Oh, yeah.
And you could see, they didn't have windows, they had fans. But the fans, you could see through the fan. And just see the bodies and stuff.
I couldn't do that, man.
Yeah, we would fuck with pizza guys. Like, they'd come and we'd wait under the stairs. You know, wait for them to get halfway up. I'm like, hey! That was fun. We had some fun moments there, but, you know.
See, there's you and your pizza guy stories again.
Yeah. No, well, this was other pizza drivers. And then there was a time where our shower went out for a little while. Our water was out, basically. And the only shower that was working was the one down there in the embalming room.
So they showered bodies off with.
No, they didn't shower bodies off with. It was after, like, you would, you know, work on. You'd go in and take a shower. So they offered us that. And my friend had no problem with it. You know, he's like, all right. And you go down there and shower. And, you know, it's a glass door. You look out. You can see the fucking bodies. Like, there's no fucking way. They're like, you know, told me I could do it. And I'm like, no, it's not happening.
No way. No fucking way, man.
I'd be freaked out at night. You get downstairs because they would have, he told us we could go downstairs and get the pops and the, pops is how we say it, soda in Cincinnati.
Yeah, it is. Another thing that fucking bugs me about this town.
We could go down and get some soda or we should get some chips or whatever that they had down there. And they just restock them in the morning. So every once in a while I'd go down there and they'd have the body laid out for the next day at the funeral.
Oh, it would already be out.
It would already be out just sitting there and I'd have to like walk by the body in the dark. Go get some stuff.
Fuck
and walk
that.
Back.
No fucking way, man.
I got used to it pretty quick.
There's
no
way I'm doing that.
I mean, like I said, I'd look behind me a lot. Like I was constantly checking behind me, like there's gonna be a fucking ghost right behind me. But I still would do it each time. But it definitely creeped me out.
There's no fucking way
for free rent.
I don't know, man. I don't
know
if I could sleep there.
It was free everything.
I don't think I could sleep.
I think we had to pay for Wi-Fi. That was it.
I don't think I could sleep.
I never had a problem. In fact, my room was hilarious because it had a deer wallpaper all over it, like a hunter lived there before.
So it was a two-bedroom apartment.
Yes.
And nice you apartment. Lived in it with your buddy.
Yeah. Nice place.
Well, I mean, free. That's fucking awesome.
Free, awesome, yes. You know, and
you ain't getting no girls to your house.
Yeah, you don't think that was an attraction?
Fuck no.
Yes, it is. You don't know girls then. You don't think a girl like girls love scary movies and shit. You think they
don't
like
they don't
that
like
shit too?
Real dead people.
Well, you're not going to go fucking touch the dead people or anything, but
no,
I think
but
they like the
see
idea
them
of it.
When they're walking into your fucking house.
I
talk
never,
about a buzzkill.
We never had any issues.
I said kill.
Never had any issues. That never kept anybody away.
I'm not an atheist and I don't know if I believe in ghosts or not, but over the last 10 years or so, I've seen some pretty weird shit.
That one pretty much solved my ghost thing, though. Like, after living there for a while and still getting no ghost experience, I'm like, all right, ghosts aren't real.
Yeah, but
if there's going
to
be ghosts.
According to the ghost experts, they don't haunt the fucking funeral homes.
Still,
they haunt the places that they died.
You don't think they'd be there a little bit while they're fucking watching their own funeral and then get a little bored with the preacher and go upstairs and want to fuck with the neighborhood kids?
I don't know, man. I don't think I could live there.
I did.
No, not it was even great. Not even for free rent.
I'd go back right now if you let me.
Would you really?
Oh yeah. Best place I've ever lived, man. It was free.
Let's go wake up Carmen and ask her if that's cool. If
you Carmen believes in ghosts, but guess what? Carmen's also frugal as fuck, and I bet you if it was a 3-bedroom and he let us, we'd be there in a second.
You think?
Yeah, she'd get over it.
I don't know if she would.
She'd be freaked out all the time, but believe me, she likes living cheap.
Kane would come running in with fresh flowers. Mom, I got you some flowers.
Every day, some fresh flowers. That'd be nice.
This one's got some skin on it.
Like I said, man, the free soda downstairs anytime you want it. We never bought toilet paper.
I don't know, man. I'm freaked out by shit like that. And not saying that I believe in it, but it's like they always say, you know, those places you can go to, like hotels, you stay in this haunted hotel and shit like that. Well, I always thought that's just a bunch of shit. I thought that the people who ran the hotel would make creaking noises and fuck with you.
Yeah, I don't believe
it
for
a
second.
Yeah, and most of those times I wouldn't either. But I think your mind fucks with you.
It does.
I went to one of those places one time, and you couldn't stay there. It wasn't a hotel. It was an old, used to be a slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
And they would walk you through it, and supposedly, hey, this is the room where this guy fucking fell into the saw and died or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But you get some weird feelings in places like that, man.
Yeah, because they make them cold and drafty on purpose and shit.
I mean, different kind of feelings. Those places fuck with me.
I think it's it's all in your head. But I'm not saying I'm not the same. You know what I mean? If I go in a place that was supposed to be haunted, I'll say right now that I don't believe any of it. But when I'm in there, I'm going to be a little bit more on edge.
Fuck yeah, you are.
You know what I mean? That's all there is to it. I'm going to be a little scared. I'm going to be a little bitchy.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that kind of shit. I mean.
But yeah, it never bothered me to live there.
You ever see that old fucking, old game show that they used to have where people would put those cameras on their faces, on their heads, on their helmets.
Yeah.
And they would, some guy on a radio would tell them where to walk in the dark.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
You're not even going that far?
Fuck no.
Even if it's on a TV
that.
Show where you know that's not going to, there's not going to be a werewolf that comes out and eat you?
No. Just like that Naked and Afraid TV show.
Well, that's different.
Well, I know that there's a camera crew, you know, a quarter mile down the road in case you get hurt or something like that.
Yeah.
But they're not going to outrun a fucking lion that's coming to fucking kill you.
No, those shows are crazy.
Fucking insane.
But they're awesome, and I love watching them.
I do, too.
I can watch them all day.
Why do you think they had to be naked, though?
Because it's good for TV.
But they blur all the good
parts
out.
But it's still good for TV. I'd still rather watch that than the other ones.
Well, yeah, I would, too.
You know what I mean? Like, if you give me the option to watch Naked and Afraid or Survivor or some shit like that, like, I'm going Naked and Afraid every time because, and I know they're completely different
shows.
Because
it's real, though.
Well, it's just because of the naked part. You know, I like the survival shit, but the naked part, you see the girls' butts.
You do see their butts.
Yeah, I mean, that's better than no butts.
Until you get the one ratings-killing bitch that says, hey, I'm going to make a bikini out of these palm leaves.
Yeah, that's awful.
You don't deserve to be on the show.
What a selfish
But
thought.
I've seen some people get really fucked up on those shows before. I don't think I've ever seen anybody get bit by an animal or anything.
I don't know. I know they've teased it all the fucking time, but I don't know if it's actually happened.
There was one where this chick was sleeping next to the fire, and they had a pot of boiling water over the fire that they were going to drink the next day.
Yeah.
And the stick broke and dumped the fucking water all over her back. She had to be taken right off the show. But I'm sitting there thinking, you know, camera crew up the road doesn't mean that you're going to be protected in any way, shape, or form.
No.
From a fucking snake.
Yeah. Well, the snake maybe because you got the antivenom probably close by.
But you're still going to get bit.
Yeah, but if you get mauled by a tiger, there's no real cure for that.
Yeah, there's an antivenom for that.
Is there?
Yeah.
Just take a nice little shot.
Yeah, you're good.
The old tiger shot.
So what are we doing on time? How are we doing?
We're about an hour 20.
Hour 20?
Somewhere right around there.
It's a pretty good show, I think.
I have no problem with this.
Guys, keep listening. Tell your friends.
This was also a show we did after work.
Yeah.
So there might be a different vibe to it. Who fucking knows?
Yeah, and like I said, we've both been working all night. We just wanted to get out and bullshit and put something else out there for you guys to listen to. But we want to keep these fucking emails and messages coming about shit you want us to talk about. We'll talk about anything you want us to talk about.
Agreed. We love those.
Yeah. I consider my would you rather a fucking roaring success tonight.
Your would you rather literally pisses me off.
You got Jason Bauman openly admitting that Trump is going to be here for 4 more years.
Yeah, if it means my enemy banging my wife in front of me for a week.
For 7 days.
That's a long time.
No, it's not.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
A week goes
time.
By, man.
No, not it's like over. That. It's not.
It's over. And oh, by the way, no, I'm not going to go over any more wrinkles, but.
And the memory lasts forever.
Yeah, but it's just like that fucking horrible movie with Woody Harrelson and Demi Moore when she banged the guy for $1 million. Would you let your wife bang somebody for $1 million?
So that's the end of this week's Shut Up Cincinnati. We'll come back at you next week.
Guys, keep those messages coming. And thanks again for listening. We're going to be back. We'll be back next week at regular time, unless I get the shingles or something like that. Other than that, we'll be back.
You're due
unless
for the shingles
at any time. I die soon.
There's always that chance, too.
Yeah, thanks again, fuckface, for that email.
All right, guys. Later.
Later.
Clinic.